You are a fully qualified exercise professional. How good does that sound? Or you're well on the way and the people in your life want you to be their personal trainer. They want you to help them achieve their health and fitness goals. So they're calling you, whether it's because you've been marketing already or because the people in your life know that you've been doing a top level education and they're leaving you text messages, they're sending you emails, they're calling you, they're leaving messages on your Facebook or social media, or they're leaving an inquiry form, or they're filling out an inquiry form on your website. So now you've got people who want to come for an initial chat with you. They are potential clients for your business. How do you make this work? And obviously, success of an initial chat is that the person walks away wanting to train with you. They want to invest time and money in you, and they want to recommend you to their family and friends to come and train with you as well. Or if they can't train with you because you're not available at the right time, or vice versa, or you're not the right trainer for them, they still feel incredibly happy about recommending you to other people. So what a successful initial chat that would be. So how do you make that happen? Interestingly, the behavioral scientists, sounds very important, the psychologists who study human behavior, the people who understand why we do the things that we do, will share with us that there are some things that we must do when we meet people for the first time. There's some things that we shouldn't do, and there's certainly some things to consider. So the big one and the first one is the first impression. And as you know, we only get one chance to make a first impression. You judge other people by your first impression of them, and they're going to judge you by their first impression of you. So as an exercise professional, what first impression are you making? And then what first impression is your business making? So how do you answer the phone? And if you don't answer the phone, do you have a voicemail message that would inspire people to want to come and train with you? If you are responding via email, how long does it take you to respond? How long does it take you to respond to any contact for that matter? And what does your email look like? If you were a person who was reading that email for the first time, does it make sense? Does it look good? What does your uniform look like? What's your personal and professional presentation look like? And then how does your business look? Do you have a first impression checklist for you and your business if somebody's going to be coming to see you for the first time? And if you've got a uniform, do you wear it well? Does it fit you? Is it clean and ironed? Do you have clean fingernails? Do you have clean shoes? Are the toilets clean? Is the area that people will be sitting, is it comfortable? Does it feel non-intimidating? These are really important questions to ask from a first impression basis, because there really are some people who won't do business with you. They won't come to your gym if the toilets are dirty. They won't join your gym if the mirrors are smeary. They won't come to your personal training studio if it needs to be vacuumed. There are people where cleaning is really important. There are people where personal presentation is really important. There are some people that don't care whether you've got dirty shoes or hairy underarms. And there are people who just won't do business with you if they see that you don't take care of your shoes or your fingernails. An interesting one is your handshake. Do you practice your first impression handshake? And have you asked for feedback forward on the way you shake hands? Fitness professional or not, if you have got a weak handshake, it just feels uncomfortable for everybody. If you've got cold, clammy hands or sweaty hands or dirty hands or chewed fingernails, people that have got a thing about handshakes, they just won't start doing business with you. So have a first impression checklist so that when somebody comes to see you for the first time, they are impressed by, excited by what they see, the way you make them feel. Then from a business credibility point of view, obviously you're going to put your beautiful certificates on the wall, and your Max diploma certificates are very impressive. And if you want to blow them up into a bigger size, I would do that too. The other thing I'd have available for my clients for the first chat and have available for all clients to have a look at is your final knowledge check. It's an in-depth understanding of anatomy and physiology, exercise programming, nutrition, and how to run a successful business. And if you want people to know that you know what you're supposed to know, show them what you had to learn. So have your knowledge check on show. And also make people aware that to become a Max professional, you have to get 100%. So not only did you have to know all the stuff for this knowledge check, but you actually had to understand it and be able to explain it simply. It just creates a great first impression. And I'll give you an example. I went to a medical office and I had never been there before. And when I walked into the reception, there was an entire wall covered in qualifications, certificates, ongoing learning, ongoing qualifications. So before I even met the doctor, I was mind blown. Either this guy's 150 years of age or he's really smart and he's done lots of ongoing learning. I felt safe and secure before I even walked into the office. So what a great first impression. So ask yourself, when people come in contact with me for the first time, how will I make them feel? Now, please be aware that if you're bringing people into a gym or a personal training studio, and I'm sure that you know this, there are people that are really scared, A, to come to the gym. They feel like they've got to lose weight before they come to the gym or get into shape before they go to the personal trainer. A lot of people are really scared of equipment. If you haven't ever been to a gym or you haven't been for a long time and you walk into a gym, you will feel really scared. Now, you won't, because it's your gym and you love it and you've spent thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars on the new equipment perhaps. But to take somebody through a tour of the gym and that's their first impression, you're amazed by how many treadmills you've got and how much cardio equipment's lined up next to the treadmills and how many pieces of strength equipment you've got. But for the person who's really scared of coming to the gym, the tour of the this is the gym, this is the pool, this is the toilets, can be really either boring because they're not interested in swimming or doing strength training, and it can be really scary. So be aware that that feature benefit tour of this is what we do and this is how we do it for most people may not work. What they want to find out is how you're going to make them feel and can you help them achieve their goal and how will that make them feel. Then they might be a bit more interested in looking at the cardio equipment and the strength training equipment because you've given them a reason to want to have a look at it, which will then create the feeling of I want to be here. So be aware of that first impression that you're giving people. Now, if you're an exercise professional in your own business, home, studio, commercial facility, and you're doing an initial chat, there's a great question about whether or not you should charge for that chat. If you go to a specialist, a medical specialist, or if you go to a lawyer, to a top lawyer, they will charge you for that initial consultation. If you go to people who have professional services, and I'll give you just an example of late, I've been to several builders, and yes, that initial consultation with the builder will be included in the price of the house, but they're certainly charging us for it. So the question is, should I charge people for that initial consultation, that initial chat? And that is, of course, completely up to you because it's your business. However, you need to know if this is the right person for you. Not only does this person need to know that they want to train with you. So it's a real win-win situation. So perhaps you'll have a gift voucher. Not for free, not complimentary. Nobody appreciates free, and you only have to walk past a gym or a personal training studio that's been marketing in a shopping mall to see all the free vouchers in the rubbish bin or all over the floor to know that free doesn't work. However, if you've worked out exactly what your professional fee is as an exercise professional, you could put that on a gift voucher very happily and very proudly. Make it a gift voucher that is very representative of your professional business, and then you send that to your client before the initial conversation, before the chat, and you share with them that this is a really important chat we're having. You need to work out if I'm the right exercise professional for you and that I can help you achieve your goals. And I need to know that I'm the right exercise professional for you. So I've sent you an hour of my time. Now, it might be more than an hour. And the interesting thing is that people often ask me, Roe, how long does that initial chat take? The answer is as simple as this, as long as it takes. For some people, it might be 20 minutes. For other people, it could be 2 hours. It's not a time slot. However, if you're putting a voucher together, you might put that this is our initial chat. It's to the value of $100 or $200. And you might make it fully transferable with no expiry date so that if this person doesn't use it, they can certainly give it to somebody else. But it also shows that you've got professional paperwork and that your time is valuable. You're investing your time, energy, and passion into this person and they're doing the same for you. A business person who hires themselves out at a professional service rate of $100 an hour, if they're going to give you an hour of their time, then it's valuable for them as well, and they need to walk away feeling that they've got value from the time that they've invested with you in that initial chat. So what you're going to charge is completely up to you, but also be aware that you could do it as a gift voucher. So the next question is, where do you have that chat? And if you bring people into a gym or a personal training studio, be aware that that could be very scary or very intimidating, and it might be a reason why they don't show up. And I often use an example of one of my members at one of the gyms I managed in Queensland. She openly shared with me the first day that she came to the gym that this was actually the 9th time that she'd come to the gym. She'd tried to walk in the door 8 times. But every time she'd gotten scared. The first time she just got in the car, put her seatbelt on, felt so scared about coming to the gym, she took her seatbelt off and went back inside. So please be really, really aware that you might love your gym, your fitness facility, but people find them very intimidating. So why do they have to come to us? Could we go to them? Why not ask, would you like me to come to you? I could come to your home. I could come to, we could walk, have a walk on the beach. We could go to the park, your favorite cafe, your favorite restaurant. Where would you feel the most safe and secure and non-intimidated for us to have this initial chat? And the next question I always ask is, why do we need to sit down? You're an exercise professional. You know that the human body is not meant to sit. So why would we get people to sit for 20 minutes, let alone an hour or 2 hours, when they could get a sore neck, sore bum, sore back, just get tired of sitting? There's really good reason to get people to move around. And I'll use my, and I've been doing this ever since I heard this, Steve Jobs from Apple. If you ever wanted to have a meeting with him, you had to have a walk chat. He was really aware of the benefits of brain-derived neurotropic factors, endorphins, serotonin, norepinephrine, when you were exercising, so that your brain was more open to learning and you were more likely to come up with great ideas. So he would take people for a business chat for a walk. If you wanted a meeting with Steve, you went for a walk. So I've been doing that ever since. And the beautiful thing about having an initial chat with somebody while you're walking is that if they're outside in the fresh air, sunshine, rain — umbrellas work really well, by the way, so it doesn't matter if it's rainy — if they're exercising, they're pumping happy drugs through their brain, they're more likely to make a better decision for themselves. So consider that you don't have to bring people to the gym or the personal training studio, and you certainly don't have to sit them down. You can take them for a walk, take them for a bike ride. You might have a fantastic open space or a comfortable, non-intimidating space at your facility where people can walk on the treadmill or be on the cross trainer or ride the stationary bike. So they've got those happy drugs pumping through their brain, and they've got this top-level exercise professional who's genuinely interested in what they've got to say, genuinely interested in helping them achieve their goals. And they're going to walk away saying, wow, that sounds simple, I can do that. They're going to walk away with happy drugs pumping through their brain. So it becomes a really wow experience. So perhaps consider not sitting people down. If somebody decides that they do want to sit down, so they're taking you to their favorite cafe, please be aware when you sit people down that you have to consider where you're sitting, where they're sitting, and what's in between you. So if you have a table or a desk in between you, that's an automatic psychological barrier. There's something between you and they're less likely to take in any information or share information. If you put a man with his back to the door, he's going to feel very uncomfortable. Men are protective. And this is a hot tip for a date. If you're a woman and you want to go out on a hot date with a man, make sure that he can see the door. Don't steal the seat where you can see the door. And it's interesting though, because most of us don't like to have our back to the door. So many times I've walked into gyms and personal training studios and the membership consultant, the salesperson, is sitting at their desk with their back to the wall. The client sits down. There's now a barrier between them, the desk or a table, and the person's got their back to the door. Please don't do that. Especially now if you're sitting across the desk from a man and you're a female. The only time that men communicate front on or face to face is in a confrontational situation, in an aggressive situation. Men always communicate side on. Watch what happens. If you put two men together, they'll just sit down next to each other or stand up and they'll talk side on. If you've got women together, they talk front on. If you've got a man and a woman together, watch the dance. He'll want to get side on so he feels comfortable. She'll want to get front on so she feels more comfortable. So they start this little moving around dance. Don't do that. Understand that humans we respond or react in certain ways. Don't stand in front of a guy. If you're gonna walk with a with a client on the treadmill or on the bike or on the cross trainer while you're doing your initial chat, make sure that if the blokes will do it naturally, but if you're a female trainer, make sure that you're talking side on to your client who's on the bike. If you're a male trainer and you've got a female on the bike, make sure that you're front on. Those sitting rules are really important, and they're not my opinion. They've certainly been very helpful for me though, because I used to wonder why people felt so uncomfortable. Having consulted now to thousands of health clubs around the world on how to be more effective at communication, it's been interesting to see the change simply in the number of sales being made when the barriers are removed. Take the desks out, take the tables out, make sure that you are sitting in the right spot, and make sure that your client hasn't got their back to the door. So if you're considering sitting, which I really hope that you consider getting people up and moving for that first chat rather than sitting. Paperwork. When do you get people to fill out the paperwork? And it might be online, it might be digital. But we often say to people when they come to the gym, please fill this out. And please be aware that there are a lot of people that hate filling out paperwork. And that if that is the first impression that you're giving to somebody when they come to your gym, here's this piece of paper, fill it out. They could walk out the door and it might give them a very poor first impression. So why don't you ask? Ask the client, ask the potential member. We would really like to find out more about you. And because we're a professional organisation, we obviously want to find out if you've got any medical challenges or any injuries that we should know about so we can provide you with a safe, effective exercise program. Where would you like to do this paperwork? Digital, online? Would you like to fill it out in real life? We can do it over the phone. I can email it to you. We could sit down and do it together so you don't have to fill out anything. We could do it over the phone and you don't have to fill out anything. I'll fill the paperwork out for you. You just answer the questions. And be aware that there are some people that can't read. There are some people that can't write. There are some people that can't do either. And what a very uncomfortable situation if you say to somebody, please fill out this form, and they can't read or write. So give people the option of you filling out the paperwork for them. There are other people that don't want you to be even looking at them when they're filling out their paperwork, and they'll say to you, yes, please email me the paperwork, and I'll do it in the privacy of my own home. So if you have paperwork, and obviously you'll need to have some form of people signing off that they've shared with you their medical information, please make sure you ask them where and when they would like to do that. So now we're talking about superb communication when you're asking questions. And as a max exercise professional, imagine this, you know this, but most personal trainers, most membership consultants don't know this beautiful process. So imagine if everybody that's ever been to a gym, ever, or a personal training studio, or a boot camp, or they've come in contact with an exercise professional or a personal trainer, the first impression they receive with this person is professional and they care about me. They went on a walk, or they were on a cross trainer, and they had happy drugs pumping through their brain during the initial chat. There was no barrier between them and the client or the trainer. And they were asked this beautiful set of questions. Tell me about you. Now, often you don't have to ask any more than that. If you lean forward, maintain eye contact, actively listen, most people will share with you if they trust you or like you or feel that they can share with you, and that's why all those first impressions are so important. They may start talking and not stop talking for a very long time. And in that conversation, they might share with you all the information that you need, which means you've got to be listening really carefully. So I'll share it again. Lean forward, maintain eye contact, open body language, and actively listen. Now, if you are chatting to a male and you're side on, you'll still do all of those things. You just won't be facing each other physically. Imagine then if your personal trainer, your gym instructor, your boot camp instructor, every time somebody went to see an exercise person, they were then asked, so what's your number one goal? What do you want to achieve? And then confidently the trainer said, of course we can do that for you. Everything that's ever been achieved was once considered impossible. And when it comes to exercise results, there are people that have lost hundreds of kilos of weight. There are people that have run hundreds of kilometers of race. There are people that have gone from being obese to going on a bikini competition on stage. There are people who do Ironman. There are so many people have achieved the impossible when it comes to fitness and exercise. So when somebody says to you, I want to lose 5 kilos to fit into my wedding dress, or I want to slide into my jeans, not squish into them, I want to be able to run around the backyard with my kids, or I want to run a marathon, or I want to win my grand final, you can say, of course we can do that for you. And you say it confidently. That's the important part of this initial chat, that the person walks away confident that you can help them achieve their goals. But for a long-term result, it's not just that result. It's, okay, so we're going to do that for you. Of course you're going to run a marathon. What do you want to do after that? And then what do you want to do after that? And then what do you want to do long-term? What do you want to look and feel like when you're 40, 50, 60, 70? Do you want to be happy, healthy at 100? This is called a long-term relationship building question. Ask people what they want. Then you know that you have to ask people why they want it. Imagine if everybody was asked that question. Why is this so important to you? Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to run a marathon? Why do you want to be able to be happy and healthy at 100? Why do you want to win the grand final? The more whys you get, the more reasons people will buy. And that's just an obvious. They'll buy you because you care. Then create the picture. Where is it going to happen for you? And imagine if everybody that had ever been to anything to do with exercise, the person has not only asked them what they wanted and why they wanted it, but they created a picture for them so strong that they could then go to Google Images and Photoshop and create that picture. So they Photoshop their client, their potential client, into a picture that shows them achieving their goals with this, the same weather and the same shoes that they've described and all the people there. We have to create a wow experience that people can see, and they have to see it and you have to see it. Imagine if every person that had ever been to a fitness professional was then asked, what's the exact day, date and time that you want to achieve that goal? So that we're all on track here together, working as a team to make sure that on that date, at that time, you achieve that goal. How will you feel if you do achieve the goal? How will you feel if you don't achieve it? The powerful emotional questions that get people to make decisions. Are you on track or off track to achieving your goal? Be aware that people that say they're on track are more likely to achieve the goal, and congratulate them for it. If you were your own high performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself? It's a respectful question that people will then share with you what their eating beliefs are or their eating convictions, what exercises they like and don't like, the things that they believe are important. And we need to be respectful of that. Then that beautiful question, what do you want me to do as your exercise professional? What do you want me to do to make sure that you achieve your goals? And it's interesting because for me, this is where your guarantee comes in. This is where your risk reversal comes in. And in this initial chat, you really want to make sure that people understand that you are committed to their goal. And what better way than saying, if we don't do this for you, we're going to give you your money back. And I'm not asking you to give the person their money back based on the results. Of course, you can't promise people they're going to get weight loss or they're going to get a certain fitness level, because people cheat and people eat stuff that they don't tell you about. There's people who closet drink. There's people who eat lollies and don't tell you about it. There's people who promised you that they exercised and they didn't. I'm not asking you to give a money back guarantee on what the person promises that they're going to do. I'm asking you to give a money back guarantee, a risk reversal on what you promised you're going to do. Imagine you take people through that beautiful series of questions and then you share with them that, what do you want me to do? And I promise to do that. And if I don't, I'm going to give you your money back. And I give it to you from my heart to yours, and I share it often. I've been an exercise professional for over 30 years. I've always offered a money back guarantee, and there's only been 2 times in my career path that I've ever had to do that. And one of them I didn't. That was just somebody that asked, and I'll just share it with you quickly. One was a client who the only thing she asked me to do was be on time. She was training with me 3 times a week, and she was a businesswoman, and she was busy. I was late one day for her session. I can give you every excuse under the sun as to why I was late, but I was late, and I trained her for a whole year for free because I'd made a promise to her. Her guarantee to train with me was that I would always be on time. I'll also share with you that she became one of my biggest evangelists, and she sent me more clients and more members from my health club than any other one of my members because she knew that I was true to my word. The other client that asked me for her money back was, it was a very awkward, uncomfortable situation. She was very uncomfortable asking me for her money back. And I said, hey, stop, it's okay. I promised you that if I didn't give you what you needed, and she had given me a different list of things that she needed, I said, I promised you that I would give you your money back. So all I need to know is where I've let you down. I'm going to give you your money back and you don't have to train with me, but I don't want to do it to anybody else. Where have I let you down so that I don't do it again? And unfortunately, she burst into tears. But I will share with you that she then shared with me that the reason that she wanted to stop training was she had been systematically eating her way through packets of Tim Tams every day. She felt really bad about herself. She had been putting on weight and she was embarrassed to come to training. Now, you'll know as well as I do that people will love to train with you if you're not judgmental and you don't tell them what to do and you don't yell and scream at them if they do the wrong thing. So I just said very happily and quietly, yummy, what kind of Tim Tams are you eating? Can I have some too? And do you want to stop training or do you like to keep training? She said, no, I really want to keep training. I just feel like such a failure. So I ended up not having to give her her money back, but I would have, and I'm sharing that with you very happily, I would have, because I made a promise. So have a risk reversal, have a guarantee, a money back guarantee on what you promised to do, and that's got to come out in the initial chat. The next thing that's got to come up in the initial chat is cancellations. Humans will cancel. It's called life. So they'll cancel because something came up. They'll cancel because they've got something they have to go and do, like a work event or a social event. They'll cancel because an amazing thing happened, and I always call it the Paris experience. And I always ask the question this way: what happens if you meet this wow special person you fall madly passionately in love, and they take you to Paris, and it happens to be on the day of your personal training session? So that's going to happen. People are going to be lazy and undisciplined, so they're going to tell you that they got a flat tire or that they feel sick, and they actually don't have a flat tire, they just don't feel like coming. And they might not want to come to their personal training session because you're crappy. And I'll rephrase that. I had a lot of people who didn't want to come to their personal training sessions because I was a crappy trainer. And I've got to have a system open that they know that if I'm crappy, they can tell me. And that's got to come up in the initial consultation as well. The initial chat that somebody has with you, you have to share with them that you're going to make mistakes, that you're going to stuff up. And if you do, they have to tell you so that you don't do it again. It has to be a brutal, honest feed forward situation where your client says to you, that was terrible, Roe, don't do it again. And you've got to ask them to do that in the initial chat. You've got to cover off all the reasons why they might cancel. So you're going to ask them, what would you like to do? You've shared with me that we've really only got 19 sessions until you run marathon. So if you get a flat tire, if you get sick, what do you want to do? Do you want to do two sessions the next week? Because if we have two sessions or one session less because you've got a flat tire, it means we're one session less that we're more likely to achieve your goal. So get them to share with you what they're going to do if something happens. Get them to share with you all the excuses and justifications that they've used in the past for not going to training, and ask them to give themselves advice. If you were your own high-performance excuse coach, what advice are you going to give yourself if you try and use that excuse again and not come to training? Remember, this initial chat is about you deciding whether you're going to train this person and whether or not they're going to train with you. Be aware that your marketing's going to have bought in the right person. So your marketing will say something like, yes, I'm an exercise professional who specializes in people who are serious about getting results. I'm an exercise professional who specializes in elite athletes who want to jump faster or jump higher, run faster and kick further. I'm an exercise professional who specializes in mums who want to get their mojo back and are available to train between 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. So sitting in front of you should be a person who has already been or is already aware of what you specialize in and what you expect. If you share with people that you only train people that are serious about achieving results, and I happily have shared that with every single one of my clients, I can't be serious about helping you achieve your goals if you're not serious about helping you yourself achieve your goals. We're in this together, but I can't be the committed one. We both have to be committed. So if you've ever used an excuse before about not coming to training, or you don't come because you're tired or you don't feel like it, what are you going to tell yourself about that? Because I won't accept that excuse. I need people who are serious and committed about achieving their goals, and cover that off in the initial chat. What are you going to do if you fall in love and somebody takes you to Paris? And your client will probably tell you they're going to Paris. They're going to miss their personal training session because they're going to Paris. But now we're one session short of the 19 sessions we've got left before the marathon. So what are we going to do about that? And then, as I shared, make sure you've got an excellent feed-forward system, a feedback system, so that if you screw up, they're not going to cancel their session and then just cancel altogether. They're going to be able to share with you very comfortably what you're doing wrong. And all of that's got to be covered off in the initial chat. And be aware that if you're going to have a cancellation policy, and I'll just share mine with yours, and you're very welcome to use it, I would share with my clients that There will be a time, because we've got a long-term relationship here, where I'm going to help you achieve not just this initial goal, but I'm going to make sure that you're happy and healthy at 100. In that time frame, I'm going to cancel. There's going to be an opportunity for me to go to Paris, or I won't be able to come to your personal training session. But I promise you that if I don't give you at least 24 hours notice, I will train you for free. Or I'll give you your money back. That's pretty simple. What I ask of you as my client is that if you don't give me at least 12 hours, so I'm going to give you 24 hours notice, I'm asking you to give me 12 hours notice. If you don't give me 12 hours notice of not being able to come to your session, then there's two things that can happen. We'll do an automatic debit from your bank account anyway, or you can send somebody else to the session. So send your next door neighbor or your husband or your best friend, so that even though you can't come, somebody else can still get the benefit of that session. And that's called a cancellation policy that you need to share in the initial chat, so that people know straight up front what is coming up for them. Most importantly, they need to know that you're going to help them achieve their goals, and you've asked them all the right questions. You've asked them what they want to achieve, why they want to achieve it. You've asked them where they're going to do that. You've asked them what day, date, and time they're going to do it. You've asked how they're going to feel if they do it and how they will feel if they don't. You know that they're on track or off track to achieving their goal. You know everything about them because you've asked them what advice would you give yourself about how you should eat and how you should exercise. You've asked them what they want from you, and you've promised that you're going to give it. You've asked them to share all their excuses and reasons for not training in the past, so they don't use those excuses again. You've given them a full money back guarantee, or a guarantee that you'll train them for free until they achieve their goal, and they understand that you are so committed to their exercise program that you don't want them to cancel their session. They're walking away pumped, full of happy drugs, because they've done some exercise with you. Now, that initial chat with them might then include an exercise session. If you then take them and do some interval sprinting and some heavy lifting in the gym, or some overload lifting in the gym, they're going to leave absolutely pumped, happy, excited to be your long-term client and to invest time and money in you. And even more importantly, to recommend you to your to their family and friends, so that you no longer need a marketing system, you just need a referral system. So let's just quickly go over all of those again. Please make sure that you have a great first impression. Please make sure that the impression of your business is something that people will be excited about and that they want to share it with their family and friends. Please don't talk about the features and benefits of your business or your services or how good you are at what you do. You just sound stupid. Make sure that everything that you share with people has a feeling attached to it. How will you feel when you achieve your goal? If you're going to charge for the initial chat, please make sure that people get absolute value for money. And if you are not going to charge for the initial chat, please don't give it away for free. Please don't give it away as a complimentary session. Please make sure it's a gift voucher with the amount of what people would invest in you covered off on that gift voucher. Decide where you're going to have the first chat and have it in the place where your client's going to feel the most comfortable. And if you can have it as a moving, walking, biking session, it's going to be the most amazing session for them and for you, because they're going to feel so much happier about investing dollars and time in you, because they're going to walk away with happy drugs pumping through their brain. Please get people to fill out their paperwork in a place that they're the most comfortable with, at a time that they're most comfortable with, or you're going to fill it out for them. Please make sure that if you do sit down with somebody for that initial chat or even for their paperwork to get filled out. I don't sit down ever. So if I come to your studio and I want to have a session, I don't want to sit down and fill out paperwork. I hate filling out paperwork and I hate sitting down, and I'm not the only one. So if you're going to get people to stand or to fill out paperwork, give them an opportunity to stand as well. And then please make sure that you're really comfortable with asking those beautiful series of questions that will find out everything you need to know about your client to make sure that they get the results that they want. Please make sure that people are aware of the ground rules. You're only going to train them if they're serious about achieving their goals. Make sure that they're aware of your guarantee, your full money back guarantee, or I'm going to train you for free guarantee. And please make sure that your cancellation, whatever you do with cancellations, is a wow experience, not an ugly one. Sometimes the first impression at a gym is, this is what happens if you cancel. It's not the first thing you want to be talking about. It's like when you go into a retail store and they say, leave your bags outside and shoplifters will be prosecuted. They're really ugly signs. They're saying, well, we think you're a thief, don't come in. Please make this initial chat something that people will remember. They'll say, wow. They'll feel happy about being there and investing time with you, and they'll recommend you to their family and friends. Now, that's what I call a top-level first chat with a potential client. Woohoo!